Ok.
No. Allora
Ladies
anche noi. No,
and...
no, no.
No! Vabbè, lo faccio, lo faccio, lo faccio, lo faccio, vai.
Dai, dai.
Ladies and gentlemen, trans and non-binary punks of all ages and denominations, welcome back to another episode of Not Just a Phase, and thanks for joining us on our fourth season. If you're new here, let me just get some info out of the way really quick. We're online on notjustaphase.net. We are on Instagram and TikTok at notjustaphase worldwide, on Twitter at ANJAP worldwide. That would be NJAP worldwide. And we have a Patreon with video podcasts and bonus content if you want to help support the expansion of our little project. And we also have Blogspot and all the other content we continue to create for you. My name is Vicky. I will be your host for today. Hopefully, I can match Robert's freak. I'm very excited. It's my first time doing a solo episode at Not Just Face. Our next guest, our self-described cosmic screamo outfit, all the way from Lombardia, Italy. Radura are among the most distinguishable souls within not just screamo, but the Italian alternative panorama as a whole. So, equal parts dreamy and raging. Their critically acclaimed 2021 record, Effetto della veduta d'insieme, left us wondering where they would go from here. We have Luca and Mario. We don't have Luca, actually. We have Mario
Yeah.
and Giacomo from the band here to provide some answers. So, welcome. We have
Hi,
a nice.
everyone.
Ciao, ciao, ciao. Welcome to the show.
Thank you
Thanks
so
so
much.
much
Thank you.
for thank
Thank
you
you
for
for
talking
inviting us. So,
to
I am Giacomo. He is
me.
Mario.
Mario, yes, or Yetto. People
Orietto.
call me Yetto Esatto.
sometimes.
Please state
Yeah.
your name. What role you play in the band?
So I'm Yetto slash Mario. I play bass. And you
So,
sing too also.
yeah, I mean, I try to sing, scream.
Yeah. And I'm Giacomo, and I'm the second guitarist and singer of the band.
My name is Giacomo from Radura.
And
This is
No, your name, bro. Again.
sorry, okay. Again,
My
okay.
name is Giacomo from Radura.
My name is Mario from Radura.
And this is Quando urlai amore nel cuore del mondo.
On.
Yeah.
Sorry. On Not Just a Phase podcast.
Okay, I know you guys just came back from a show. So, what have you been doing
Yes.
lately? How was yesterday?
Yesterday was probably one of the best spots we've ever played,
Yeah, definitely.
because it was like in a very popular region in Italy, especially popular for Piadina. And I remember when we did this, like the Not Just a Face podcast with Oine. I remember we talked about Piadina, because I play, actually me and Giacomo play in Oine too, and I did the Oine podcast like 2 years ago probably. So yeah, we are coming back from Romagna, near Rimini. Is this small town between like the Romagnan hills. It's, I don't know, it's very, very typical Italian landscape,
Yeah,
like,
countryside.
yeah, countryside center, like, yeah, the center region of regions of Italy. It was so fucking nice. We could see also San Marino from where we were playing, the sea, the hills, the everything was so beautiful. We had this this dinner in this fantastic place, surrounded by like donkeys and horses
And horses, yeah.
and cows, and yeah, we all also managed to have a swim this morning, because you know, in even if Italy is all surrounded by sea, like Milano is the farthest
You can be
city
fine.
from any beach or shores, and so we took the advantage to
Was the
do,
first swim
yeah,
of the year
yes,
for us.
yes, yeah. So we are still with the sunscreen on our skin, salt and sweat after these 2 days, but yeah, we're
It was
here.
amazing, yeah.
Yeah, it was amazing.
It's honestly so interesting how we had a conversation similar to this one. You were it was a different place you were living in at the time, but it was still your place. And it was I don't remember if you did
Bologna.
the US tour already or if you were
Yes.
about to go.
Maybe it was before. I was checking last like a couple of days ago, and I cannot say it like for 100% sure, but probably it was before leaving to the US with the with
Yeah.
Oine.
I think so too. Like I have this recollection, Giacomo was not in the band yet. But it's very interesting how you guys share like two members at this point. And you're
We
doing more
also
as a
shared Luca.
yeah,
back in
also
the
our other
I don't even remember.
guitarist started to play with Oine
Yeah.
as a
B before
bassist,
you.
yeah, before me. I was so fucking angry because like Oine was one of my favorite bands at the time, and but I was studying in this school from far from home, and yeah, but you know, lots of things happened, and yeah, But this is not an episode about Oine,
Yeah.
is it?
About Rad. It's
Stop
just
Oine, Oine sucks.
By the way. No, but it's just it's also something we always do. Like we always talk about with Rob, how every time I do an interview with him, it's often with an Italian band, and every time we have an interview, there's always a member named Luca.
Ah, yes.
In
It's
Oine,
true.
there used to be a Luca as well, which is the same Luca that also plays in Radue. So, first some just generic small talk questions. I know I might have asked these to Mario as well sometime, but it's been 2 years, so maybe the answers have changed. First one is, do you listen to any podcasts in your free time? Any of you?
Okay, the last one I listened was the interview with Putpurana. And actually, I'm not a big fan of podcasts, except like for this one and maybe Alessandro Barbero sometimes. Alessandro Barbero is this like a is he an historian,
yeah.
A person who studies a lot like history. And he's a really, I mean, so funny. He managed to explain like history and like yeah, speaking about it in a very funny way. But also he believes a lot in what he's saying, like, and he's like a real communist. And that's like he like for example, I don't know, like he was speaking about like his grandfathers were fascists, and he like don't hide it, okay? So he's like, yeah, like my grandfathers deserved to die by the end of partisans, you know? So, like,
he's
sorry
real.
To my
Yeah,
grandpa, but he should
he's
have
a real.
died. And
And
Giacomo,
yeah,
you?
except that I'm not really big fan of podcasts.
Yeah, I think the same, not because I hate podcasts, of course, but just because I really can't find time to watch a full episode of a podcast. But sometimes it happened to me, and I really follow a lot, of course, not just the face because my interest in music, but also your podcast, Vicky, is something that I watch when episodes come out.
So I know you guys, as most people that do screamo or that do like this sort of thing where they play in a million different bands, usually don't have any other hobbies or interests or passions going on. But maybe just in case you have some like quirky passion outside of music, what would it be occupying your free time?
I don't have any hobby.
Oh, you're boring, man.
Yeah, I'm so boring. Like in my case,
Milan.
I am a sound engineer, so basically music take all of my time. I mean, of course I like watching movies. I'm not like an intellectual about movies, but I really like movies, books. I don't know, like the hobbies I'd like to do are like, I don't know, biking more or hiking or I don't know, doing more workout, but I never have time to like free myself from music. So, but it's cool. It's cool. I mean, I can complain it because, you know, I can live with music. I mean, not with bands, of course, because, you know, we play screamo after all. But I mean, with my job, I used to record bands. I did all the records, the recordings for Oine, Radura, and for other bands, like even like Putpurana, not the split, but the previous one, Noverte, that maybe they all did the podcast and with Not Just a Phase, and yeah, many other bands. Yeah, and also, I mean, I also work with any kind of audio, like dubbing or post-production, and that's it. Yeah. So no quirky hobbies, or I mean, I'd like to have, I'm working on having them, but yeah, that's it.
Yeah, well, I do have hobbies that are not just music. I mean, I really, really enjoy art in general. I'm a huge movie watcher and I'm a good reader. I especially really, really love and follow the independent comic book scene that there is in Italy and also in the rest of the world. I think it's the most similar scene that there is, like similar to music. I mean, the independent music scene
Okay.
is very similar to the independent
Comics.
comic book scenes and zine and auto productions and graphics and everything. And I really, really like that. And those are my big, big hobbies that I have.
Nice.
I think I get a lot of inspiration for writing the music that I write from visual art and not from music, actually. So,
Yeah,
cool.
I feel like everybody is starting to at least try to have a more equal work to life or music to life balance where you try to get out of the bubble for a little bit at least. But speaking of music, I know you guys are here to talk about Radura. So specifically, you guys are playing your first shows after a little bit of a break, nothing too crazy, but you definitely were playing for a very long time and then you stopped for a while because you were maybe going crazy. So welcome back. How are
Yeah. Thank you.
you
Thank you.
feeling? How are you feeling about this next chapter for Radura?
We hope to stay and not go
Yeah.
crazy again soon.
Yes. Okay, so lately we decided to do whatever it's possible to record these new songs we have, because we are working on them since it's not a long time actually, but we passed it through a lot of stuff. We changed the drummer. I mean, Max was our first drummer, and but after we released the Effetto della Veduta d'Insieme like 3 years ago, he couldn't play, I mean, or take it w with us and on like concerts and live. So Andrea helped us to bring it around, and after a lot of stuff happened, Andrea stayed as a the
Full
official
member,
drummer,
yeah.
yeah, but so we took a lot of time, free time, to play as more as we could, and then we tried to write new stuff with the older drummer, then something couldn't work. So after that, we changed also the rehearsal space,
Yeah.
and
Lots of things happened.
so at some point, we wanted to do more shows, and then take like another time to write new music. But after that short time, we wanted to play more. Like we got some offer to like some crazy festivals. Like I don't know, Venezia Hardcore or New Friends Fest. So I mean, we just decided to take some time to, I don't know, to try the set list, and our rehearsal space, and focus more about this instead of music, like new music. But yeah, I mean, after the tour we will do in US and Canada, we'll take definitely some time to write new music and hopefully release it in 2025. Yeah, so basically that's the plan.
That's the
Yes.
plan. I mean, we worked a lot in the first part of this year. We wrote a lot of new music, but we definitely still have to work on some details, and those are the most important, the ones that makes a difference, I think. And we really have to focus during the autumn and winter season. So hopefully in, I don't know, maybe in spring,
Late spring,
maybe in
yes.
spring, for spring of next year,
Fingers crossed, yeah.
we will do a real comeback.
So, it's funny because like the album at this point, like I feel like it just came out, but it actually it's been years at this point. It's been 3 years.
Years.
And when it came out, like even now, like you played Venezia Hardcore. And even though it's Venezia Hardcore and your band doesn't necessarily play hardcore per se, it plays primo or emo or whatever you want to call it. It was still one of the most like exciting sets with the most like crowd recognition, the most like interaction with the crowd. It was crazy. And it's like it's surprising. I wonder how like when it came out and even now, like what is your reaction to Effetto della Veduta being such like a on its own in its scene like a national success?
I don't know, to be honest. Like, maybe I don't know. Also, like emo and screamo at the time, like before COVID, it was a thing, and after COVID was something really different. Like, speaking about like the audience and the interest of people in this genre. So I don't know, maybe we felt like releasing this LP in at that moment definitely helped it to, you know, being listened to it a lot, and I don't know. And so yeah, so and the other thing it was that I know a lot of bands, even closest friends or bigger bands, got like killed for COVID. But in the Radura's case, it was different because while it was the lockdown in Italy, we like just finished to record the instrumental, and we started to think about like the lyrics, and after like the lockdown got more easy and yeah more open like to people to going out and hang out, we managed to play the first sets of this album, and so we've been like the first like punk or yeah screamo band that managed to play after COVID, with brand new stuff, and without being so much afflicted by the
The
pandemic.
pandemic, yeah.
So maybe that's why, like, maybe also there wasn't all this music, like new music around, so we had like more space in the scene, let's call it, like this. So I don't know, maybe I
Was
mean
the right
this is
place,
my
right
honest point
place
of view.
now.
Maybe I don't, I mean our music is, I think is cool, but it was really really surprising how it came out, like the response we had. We never expected something like this. We were talking about this like 2 days ago. I'm with Luca. And we were saying, like, when we began this band, we never imagined to like see all these like human pyramids and at all like festivals we played. And all these people like getting tattooed with our lyrics, or even like graphic designs of our t-shirts
Yeah,
in their arms.
my friend asking you to use your song for the short movie she made,
Yes,
and naming
also
the
to
short
them.
film after one of your songs.
Yeah, that was incredible. Yeah, this girl wrote to me. She's a friend of you, Vicky. And the crazy thing was that she explained to me that her process of realizing this short movie that she worked on about her hometown was really influenced by our music, our lyrics, and those songs followed her through all the process, and she explained to me, and I was like, wow, that's incredible. And then she realized the super cool documentary, and it's really, really beautiful, and
I will then add her name is Chiara Del Bove. The name of the movie is the short film is called The Uomini Faro. Also, it's funny because when she asked me, she was like, "Oh, how do you think I can get rights and permission to use a bit of their song?" And I was like, "I can literally just grab my phone and ask them because they're actual people. It's not like you're gonna use like a Depeche Mode song or a Justin Bieber song where you need licensing. It was just can
Yeah,
she use one of your."
she was so worried about licensure and stuff, and I didn't even know how to answer that because I don't even know if we register the songs anywhere. So
No, there are no copyrights, no
yeah, no
shit like
copyrights.
this. We don't care. I mean, in Italy, there is the
I mean, we could be
TI.
rich maybe if we.
Yeah, maybe we have had to do some, but I mean, we don't care.
We
Maybe
just
for the
didn't.
next songs, I don't know. Yeah,
But
we will
I feel like
learn
it's really
that.
interesting how Radura maybe a little more than the other screamo bands I've seen emerging after COVID have not only a good set of songs that people remember, but also a whole vibe to them and like an imagery type of thing, which is like a set of visuals and visions maybe brought by Luca and by you guys, but maybe that's why like it resonates with a lot, especially of younger people that maybe had no idea about screamo before COVID, and then for some reason when like shows became popular again and you could see like a bunch of good bands for like 5, 10 euros, it's of course much more tempting than going, I don't know, to the show, to the concert I'm going tomorrow, where it's like literally 10,000 people and you're gonna see like a big band from a million kilometers away. Who gives a fuck? Like people needed like to be close together again and to sing together again. And I don't know, maybe Effetto della Vedute d'insieme just came out at the right time in the right place.
Yes. Yeah,
Definitely.
I think so. Yes. And I'm so happy that after like yeah, like after 2022 or no, after like the late spring of 2021, lots of band released really cool stuff, and like everyone went crazy about like I don't know, I feel like even organizing little shows with the like small bands, there was this huge energy, and a lot of people were like willing to go to the show to support the cause, and buying merch and being interested on the local scene, and also the the whole genre in like all around the world. So I'm so happy, like especially maybe in Italy, this I feel this happened more comparison of like the rest of Europe. I'm so grateful about what happened, and about like also the younger kids that comes to
Yeah, lots of
the shows
young
and
kids are coming to the shows.
So now
lots
they,
of new faces.
I would say you guys used to be the youngest, like the younger kids when the large Screamo
Yes.
Italian bands were
We were. Yeah, sure. I didn't.
Rain, La Quiet, all of those. You guys were the kids, and I feel like now it's kind of there are so many newer bands that were inspired by the whole thing that happened, not just by maybe Radura on itself, but the whole thing that happened during the time where your record came out. And so now you kind of are doing the following step, which is you kind of leave Italy and you do the thing that Shizune did first, then Rain did, and then Oine did 2 years ago. And now it's, I feel like it's kind of a rite of passage at this point for Italian screamo bands when you go and do the US. I know you guys already did, which is funny. You both played New Friends Fest and did the whole US tour, but
Yes.
how are you getting ready for that? Because I know it's a lot of work, and can you explain, maybe to the bands that are going to do it next, how do you even start planning something like that, and what is your plan for the US and Canada?
So, like in my case, maybe also for Giacomo too, but playing with the Radura at New Friends Fest, like especially this edition, is totally like a fucking goal. I don't
Well, it
know.
was a
It's
bit unexpected because Oine were invited to New Friends Fest even before COVID. So I guess
Like,
they expected it to.
for me, like, with even if I was there before, it will be I don't know, a new experience, because I don't know, I've always seen like Radura as the smaller version maybe of Oine. So like, and especially like, I don't know, I formed Radura in back in 2016, and I don't know, for example, the difference between Radura and Oine is that I don't know, it's not easy to explain, but it's more satisfying to play at New Friends Fest with a band that you formed, okay? And it will be totally a new experience, also because I'm sh like I'm so happy that like the other two guys from Radura, Luca and Andre, can't even imagine what is going to
Yeah,
happen.
they can't.
Like, and but you know, so
But you don't have to be scared about it. I mean, with Oine, when we did that back in 2022, we just did it. Like, we didn't think. I remember this. I just didn't think.
They were like your first
It
shows
was
with
my first
Aina
show with Oine, so
in the
it was
USA.
pretty crazy. But you just have to do it
So
because people can help you. We received a lot of help from the underground scene in the US. Every time, I mean, f food is a different thing. They don't understand. You guys in the US, you don't have the culture that we have here in Italy about food, but that's okay. So
Start
if you're
feeding
an Italian
fans.
band, if you want to go to the US, you have to be prepared because food is not like here, but that's the only bad
Complain.
thing because the rest, everyone is so nice, so kind, and we all, every time we got help for sleeping, also because some of our shows back with Oine were canceled, and we received a lot of help just to stay in a place for the days where we couldn't play. And I think the same thing is gonna happen to us in 3 weeks from now.
I wanted to do a shout out to Dreamwell
Yeah.
Band, especially
Aki.
Aki, which
Thank you so much.
without, I mean, it started like asking to them if they wanted to join on a tour, and then she started to like book shows for us.
Yeah, she said
and
we can
I was
do...
like, are you serious? Just
yeah, yeah.
Oh, what? And so she was so kind, and like all the show that we are going to play are like probably the best we can afford in the Northeast of the United States. So I don't know. I'm really really grateful for this. And also shout out to Three Houses of Horror, Matty Screamo band from Toronto that will
join us.
Yeah, join us
the whole tour.
Yeah, the whole tour. And they're coming straight from Canada. They had to do the fucking expensive visa. They will lend us all the backline, the gears and instruments, and yeah, they're just kind of like,
yeah,
you know,
it's like that.
So yeah, we feel it's like a fucking dream. I don't know, like for me, I still can't believe it until I'm in North America. Like for me, it's still impossible to believe it.
No!
Niente, stiamo parlando dell'America.
US. Vabbè, allora ci passano
Just,
tutti.
can you just explain what kind of route are you taking? Which parts of are you starting with Canada and then the US or the other way?
No, we'll start with landing in Boston, and but we'll play the first show in Providence, and then we'll do Brooklyn, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Akron, and lastly New Friends Fest, so Toronto. Yeah, it's a small run because we wanted to do more shows, but like Luca and
Yeah,
Andre, they have like,
personal stuff to do.
personal stuff to
Yeah.
do. Like Luca will go to Thailand as an holiday, like 3 days after he,
Going back.
yeah, going back to Italy. And Andre has like lots of like I don't know, issues about taking free time from work. So like me and Giacomo, we are like freelance workers, so we can take like all the time we need. So, but I mean, with seven shows like these, we are eating.
We're really happy.
Yeah, we're really happy anyway, because I mean, we like the scene in every city we're playing in, and I mean, I trust the shows will be pretty cool. And yeah, that's it. I mean, we're not even expecting like I don't know, a positive financial
Nah, you never do.
I don't know. Yeah,
Always
so but
expect the worst financial situation.
yes, I mean, with the like just few dates is a bit hard to record the expenses for like flights and stuff, but we don't care. So it will be more a vacation.
Yeah,
But
also NFF lineup this year is
yeah, I mean,
sick. So I think
I
I
probably,
probably would have come.
yeah,
Anyway,
anyway, yes.
yeah. As any of you, I mean, you for sure have seen Rain. And then the other headliners are Seisha and Jerome Stream.
Jerome Stream,
Okay,
but
so you've
also
seen
I'm
two.
super
excited for Newfound Interest in
yes.
Connecticut. I think it's probably, I don't know, maybe the best band I can think to have near Radura in the
Okay.
same night, you know, because we were playing the same day, right? I think we are.
I don't remember. I'll check it.
Yeah.
But yeah, also like I knew that Rain were playing because I know we have like mutual friends,
Yeah, we
and
are friends. We played with
yeah, we
Ines some
also are
shows
friends
with
with
them.
Rain,
They're
and
super nice
I
guys.
knew they were playing, but when I saw the flyer with the new friends, sorry, with the newfound interest in
Yeah, it
Connecticut,
was.
I just fall off my chair. Because in also like that LP they did is has been so inspiring for all the music I write, and it's probably one of the best band on the planet to me. So yeah, so stoked to see them. And of course, all the other bands are
Yeah.
so fucking amazing. Saetia and Jerome's Dream that we booked in Milano, so it would be nice to meet
We
again.
also played with them
And
in
all,
Cesena,
yeah,
right?
yes. And I mean, all the bands from the lineup are fucking insane. Like even the bands they added, because like I believe like three bands dropped, and the New Friends crew added like two or three more bands. They are Diana Krall's and
Oh yeah,
Quiet
Diana
Fear,
Krall. Quiet
that
Fear are
are
amazing.
fucking amazing bands.
Quiet Fear.
Even like I don't know. It's like a, I don't know,
It's the best jump
when you go
ever.
to sleep and dream about it, like a festival with the coolest bands on earth. It's basically New Friends Fest 2024. That's it.
Speaking of that, hypothetically, if you were to choose a band to play and share a stage with, who would it be? Can be unrealistic.
Can be unreleased. Maybe.
American football. No.
Yeah, I love American football, but I was thinking more, I don't know, Orchid probably. Yeah, just because they did this reunion, and I really hope they will come to Europe.
That's actually great. That's a great segue to the next question. If you could see one band do a reunion show, who would it be?
Verme, it'd be an Italian band.
I don't
Probably
know.
Verme.
Would be cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. A reunion. Maybe Suila Lun. It's like one of the first name.
I hope they will.
Yes, because maybe it's the first name that pops in my mind, because I see that they are like sharing like posts sometimes on social. So every time I see something, is I'm like, oh my God, are they coming back? But it's not. So
Please, Suila
I
Lun, come back.
also tried to DM them, like inviting them to a reunion show in Milan, but they replied very quick and was like, what the fuck?
No.
They were like, I don't know, let's see, blah, blah, blah. I can say more, but
Who
I
knows?
tried and let's see what's going to happen.
So, another hood classic here at the podcast that we like to ask is, what is your favorite? I've already asked Yeto this one years ago, but favorite Screamo split of all time?
Split.
Oh, I do have the answer. It's Suila Lun again with Shirokuma.
Ah, yeah, that's a good one. Yes.
Incredible split.
I don't know. I have to think about the, but the first one that counts is, I mean, to be more like mainstream, it could be like Touché Amore and La Dispute.
Love that one, to be honest.
But speaking about more like visual screamo, probably Rain and Dytro.
Oh yeah, you're right. That's the best. Rain and Nitro. Wow.
Also, the Amper and Rain
Yeah,
is so
very
cool.
nice.
And I don't know,
But
I
Rain
can
Nitro
decide which
is
is
incredible.
the best.
Okay, so I
Ah,
know
Jerome.
you.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
I know you guys aren't like the biggest troublemakers, but I know that when you went touring in the US last time, it might not have been entirely legal. So I wanted to ask, what is the most illegal or dangerous thing you've ever done in your life?
Going to the US. Probably. I don't know. I can't think of anything more.
Is
Did
the
you have?
CIA listening to us?
Yeah. No, did you have health issues? Nobody listens to this.
Probably that one. It was the, I mean, maybe when we were younger, we did a lot of, I mean, bullshit, like, carrying like weed around.
Ah, there was this time when we were touring with Allura. Last year we did a European tour, and we were going to Switzerland from Germany. So we had to cross the border. And we had this ash that a guy in Paris gifted us with. And it was a lot. We didn't smoke, probably. But we had some,
And I said to our driver, Mauro, very, very nice guy, please get rid of it. We aren't able
throw
to
it away,
finish
yeah.
it, throw it away. And he was like, yeah, I will do it, of course. And then we were very near the border, and I asked him again, did you take care of it? And he was like, yeah, no worries. We just crossed the border. Nothing happened. They didn't check us. We arrived at Zurich. I started unloading the stuff. And then I saw him rolling a joint with Arash from Paris.
Yeah.
And I was so angry, but also so happy because we had.
Yeah,
we had smoke.
We have to say that in Europe, almost nowhere is legal, because like in Canada is legal.
No, in Germany now it's legal, but back
Germany, yeah, now like you know, after like in the last 2 months,
yeah.
But it's really surprised. Like it's so sad that it's still illegal. I mean, I'm not a big smoker, but it's so fucking sad that in, like for example,
no, because
maybe everywhere.
It gets more
not
problem
yeah.
not having it like legal.
Yeah.
In
So,
here in Italy, we do have a lot of social problems because
yeah.
of that. I
and
think.
Maybe as a band, the most dangerous thing we did. I'm thinking about that time we were in Sardinia. We played a show in Cagliari with the Quercia, and we had a fucking great time. We arrived there. We managed to take a swim in the like the coolest sea in Italy, which is in Sardinia, and so the guy, the booker, picked us up, and yeah, with a really nice gig and an after show, we were a bit drunk, and I mean we were having a good time, and but. After that, like
I don't think you want to tell this.
Yeah,
I really don't
Mattia,
think.
Mattia, if you're listening to this, we love you anyway. But this guy was so drunk, and
God, please.
he had to drive us home, and he couldn't even remember the address of where we were supposed to sleep and to stay for the night, and we had like 2 hours of sleeping because we had to take the flight back to Milano in the morning. So we spent like 1 hour to going around with the car.
You know that
we
he asked
were
us, don't tell anyone about this night, and now you are talking about this night in a podcast.
It's okay. I
it's
mean,
okay.
Like 2 years has passed.
Please
but
don't drink and drive.
Yeah, please
don't. All
yeah,
listeners,
yeah.
Please don't drink
yeah,
and drive.
Yes. But eventually we made it, so
we're alive.
Yeah, we're alive. But this was honestly the
it wasn't in,
most dangerous.
I mean, we didn't do anything
yeah.
illegal, but it was dangerous.
Yes, I mean we weren't driving, so like
yeah.
Okay, so we weren't those guys. So we just I mean they were kind to think about everything, like the transportations of us as a band, but yeah, on that night it went a bit too far.
This is the official Radura cautionary tale about being safe
Yes.
while driving a car at night in Sardinia.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have the two cherry on top questions before we just give our final shout outs, plugs, and causes, and we say our sayonaras. So first one, I love this one. If you could punch anyone in the face as hard as you can, who would it be? Quick and easy.
I'd say, I don't know, probably Elon Musk. Or like one of
the
most
yeah,
rich
the rich,
people.
The richest people on earth. Maybe
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
One of those, like having a fight, like a real fight together. Like.
Yeah, but like a dangerous punch. Like
yeah.
With
yeah.
Breaking some bones.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
or
probably one big head of a multi corporation something.
Yeah,
Then,
but no musician.
no, of course not. And if you could give the world a gift, what would it
Oh shit.
be?
The world, the whole world.
Yeah.
Water. Just water. Water
Free
forever.
healthcare. I
Yeah,
don't
that's a good
know.
one.
We're maybe too serious, but
But
yeah.
honestly,
I mean,
we take it for
we're already
granted. I don't
living
know.
music and there's not such thing as perfect music, so someone will like it, someone won't like it, but water is
Yeah,
fundamental for everyone, so
yeah, maybe I'd say also the like speaking like a Nobel Prize of peace, like I'd say self-determination for like the third world countries and fucking stop
Yeah, freedom,
to
I guess.
bring the democracy to export democracy
Oh yeah, I
and what? Well,
no, that's crazy.
okay. I don't know, like I'm a bit tired to see, I don't know, like
Bad things
yeah,
happen all over the world.
it's always because of the fucking white male guy, and I'm so fucking tired of it, and still like male folks are a lot like are triggered a lot when someone is speaking about like these topics that like the white male is so privileged and they still are going triggered. I mean, I don't know, it's crazy.
I
So
feel like getting angry just for a statement. Like I feel like every person has the right to self-determination. If you're getting angry at something like that, I feel like you're the problem, not the statement.
yeah, you're a part of the problem, of course. Yes,
Yeah.
sure.
But yeah, thanks. That was really insightful. I believe it was one of the better answers to this question
Thank you.
we ever received.
Spontaneous.
Yeah, I
I
mean,
was meaning to ask, since you guys, you've had your fair share of bands, and also Mario, you produce a lot of them, and you both have your history booking shows in the area. Can you give some shout outs to bands, of your scene, of your area, that you think are being slept on or that should get more recognition?
yes,
I don't
Definitely.
know what we can say, which bands.
So my favorite bands at the moment in the Italian scene is Sacro Fuoco, one of my favorite bands, Sacro Fuoco, which is the new name for One Dying Wish, which is a band that have existed from, I don't know,
Oh, yeah,
maybe
like
they have the same age as Radura,
2016, yeah,
probably, yeah,
2016.
but they changed a lot because of personal reason, and now they are called Sacro Fuoco, and they released an album this year, which is called Anni Luce, and it's really, really amazing. I just don't want to say anything more about it. Just listen to it.
Yeah.
Also, I think two other bands for me
I
that
don't
I really
know.
love. One is Exhibit, and we were able to play with them yesterday. They're friends and great people, and I hope they keep going on like this, like releasing new music and stuff, because they're such a great band. And the last one I will say is probably Strebla, which is a band from the south of Italy. Noise hardcore band, really, really cool. They released two LPs, one this year and the other one, I think, 2 years ago or something, and maybe three. And they're amazing, really. Go listen to them. And they're just the three that I have in mind right now, but I will forget someone for sure. So, shout out for the ones that I forgot.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd say I want to say Stegosauro, but they're pretty already hype in this moment. As I see, they're men.
Let's say
They're
Stegosaurus,
yeah.
man.
Let's say
Come on.
Stegosauro, even if I'm a bit envious. No, I'm kidding. I love them. They're like fucking great
They're amazing.
guys.
They're amazing.
I love them, and I. And I'm so happy about the success, let's call it like this. They're receiving, they're playing a lot of shows in Italy, in Europe, and hopefully maybe they will be the next. They could easily go to the States or
Yeah, for
in
sure.
Asia, or I don't know. They can like literally play everywhere they want. And I don't know. Also, yeah, let's say put Purana, because they did
Yeah,
like a
Purana.
fantastic fucking split with Trombone. I love the new songs. I don't know. Another one. There's another one.
Kivala, our friends.
Kivala,
Kivala.
yes. Kivala from Puglia,
Yeah,
yes.
listen to Kivala.
They're working on
They are.
new material.
Hopefully, we
Yeah.
will hear new stuff from
Yes,
them.
pretty soon.
And so, about your new stuff, you said it was going to come out sometime around 2025. Is it going to
Yes.
be, can you say, an album, an EP?
It should be an LP. It's even if we don't change mind, that could happen. but it's, I think it will be around for like 40 minutes. Of music, like really long songs, like from 5 to 7 minutes each. I don't know, 6 or 7 songs, and yeah, that's what we are aiming to. So,
And also, that's what we have right now. We don't know if we will add more
No, I mean,
songs.
I'm tired enough. Like I think we have those songs that are pretty, I mean, they give
They're pretty solid.
the right structure of the ELP, and we'd like to think about it like this, like how it's built so far. So like next steps, we'll do like playing the songs a lot and make them ours. Taking care about like details and lyrics and yeah, stuff like this. So I don't know. Finger crossed.
LP, probably.
Yes.
That's so much sensational information. I'm glad that you disclosed it because Rob is always begging the bands to share something, give something to him in terms of like exclusive info. And everybody's
Yeah.
like, we cannot say yet. I don't think we
Oh,
can
we
say
can say
this,
whatever we
but
want. I mean,
now I'm sure everyone's gonna be happy to hear that.
yeah, we're feeling like I mean, we are keeping all this info since like I don't know, months, like 6 or 7 months. We already decided like what the shape of the album would be, and we stayed actually to this idea like on the same page we had a few months ago. So I am so tired of playing the old songs. I really want to play the new songs, even if they are like a prototype, or I don't know. I feel Radura are more a different band than what is out
Also, we
now. I don't
still
know.
haven't decided if we're gonna play some of the new songs in the US tour,
Yeah,
so there is a chance for that.
we'll see soon. Yeah, you have to, yeah, you have to decide it soon. Yeah, because not so time is left.
So just give me any final shout out, plugs, or causes you'd want to speak on. Anything you want to talk about, let's hear it now and then goodbye.
Follow everyone who's working in the DIY scene in Italy, in the US, everywhere in the world. Here we can talk about collectives. We have a lot of them. Me and Mario, we are in a collective Milan, based in Milan, but there are so many. I can say Life is Strage, I can say Warm Room Collective, I can say Touring Moving Parts and Roma Scrums and a lot. So
Yeah, but
follow
say
us.
our name.
Our name is Ali Di Cera, but
Okay.
I want to do shoutouts, not to my collective. Yeah, and those are the heroes. Nothing would be possible without them, without their dedication, and without their struggle every day to make live shows great and safe. And that's what music is about. Play live and have emotions shared
Yeah, feeling.
in a safe space. So keep going and support every local show and DIY show that you can.
Yeah, I can say like all the stuff you already told, and
I forgot a lot of names of collectives, but I can tell all of them.
Yeah, there's so
it's
many.
everywhere you are, please keep supporting music, especially the smaller
Yeah.
ones, and go to concerts, to gigs, go support bands and hosting them and treat them well.
Yeah, treat them well.
And
They deserve it.
Delle cose consuete, quando il cuore ha detto loro addio. Aspettative che han divorato le guance, mentre i contorni spariscono dalla vista. Se ora cancellassi anche questi pensieri, cosa potrà opporsi al mio scomparire? Il mio volto come un involucro sottile cederebbe a questo niente.
Bruciare!